This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. On this edition, we celebrate the 40th anniversary of the film West Side Story, the great musical about two rival street gangs in New York, the Jets, a white gang, and the Sharks, a Puerto Rican gang. The film was adapted from the Broadway musical, which opened in 1957. The music was composed by Leonard Bernstein, with lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. From the soundtrack of the film, here's the Jets song.
When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own, when company's expected, you're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
Now I know Tony like I know me, and I guarantee you can count him in.
In, out, let's get cracking.
Where are you gonna find Bernardo?
It ain't safe to go into PR territory.
We're at the dance tonight at the gym.
Yeah, but the gym's neutral territory.
Hey, Rab, I'm gonna make nice with him. I'm only gonna challenge him.
Great, Daddy-O. So listen, everybody dress up sweet and sharp. Meet Tony and me at the dance at the 10. And walk tall!
We always walk tall.
We're Jets!
The greatest!
When you're a Jet, you're the top cat in town. You're the gold medal kid with the heavyweight crown. When you're a Jet, you're the swingin'est thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king.
The Jets are in gear. Our cylinders are clicking. The Sharks are still clear. Cause every Puerto Rican's a lousy chicken.
Here come the Jets like a bat. The hell, someone gets in our way, someone don't feel so well. Here come the Jets, little world.
The cast of the movie West Side Story recently celebrated the 40th anniversary with a reunion and screening at Radio City Music Hall. This Saturday night, Turner Classic Movies will show the movie, along with interviews with some of the film's stars. A little later on, we'll meet Marnie Nixon, who dubbed Natalie Wood's singing voice for the film, and Rita Moreno, who played Anita, the girlfriend of Bernardo, the leader of the Sharks. First, we'll hear from the actor who played Bernardo, George Takaris. He won an Academy Award for his performance. Here he is in the War Council scene, planning a rumble with the Jets.
We challenge you to a rumble. All out, once and for all, except...
On what terms?
Whatever terms you're calling. You crossed the line once too often.
You started it.
Who jumped Baby John this afternoon?
Who jumped me the first day I moved here?
Who asked you to move here?
Who asked you?
Who were you?
Back where you came from.
Spicks, Mick,
what?
Before George Takaris was cast in the film as the leader of the Sharks, he starred in the London production of the show in the role of Riff, the leader of the Jets. Takaris is of Greek descent. I asked him what he had to do to make himself appear Puerto Rican for the film.
Well, one of the things they did to us, I'm very pale as a person. So they darkened us, of course, considerably. In fact, I remember when we started shooting the prologue, the very first take out on the streets of New York there, Jerry had them come up and say, no, I think he needs to be a little darker. So they made me darker still. So that was one thing that certainly had to be done. And the other thing was the accent, which I think was subtle, I hope anyway. And as I recall, we took Rita as our guide, so to speak, to make sure that we were sort of on track with that.
Well, one of the glorious and silliest things about West Side Stories is the singing and dancing gang members. What did Jerome Robbins tell you about the choreography and the kind of choreography he wanted for the gang members, and why would they be dancing in the street?
Well, it was a musical.
Exactly. A compelling reason.
But one of the things that I think Jerry did so brilliantly, and he was, God knows, a brilliant man, and I think genius is not an overblown word to use very directly in describing Jerry. But the way the movement is introduced in the prologue of the film, when you first start to see guys dance on the streets of New York, you know, it's done with a very subtle kind of move and which is not really a dance move. And then there's another move, you know. And
yeah, what's happening is that the Jets are walking along the street.
Right.
And one of them will kind of like jump up in a dancerly move and then keep
or
walking.
Or just put
and
his arms out.
Yeah, or just put his arms out.
Very subtle stuff that eventually explodes, if you like, into dance.
Exactly.
But we're introduced to it, I think, in a way that allows us, at least I think, to accept it and not think, oh my God, don't they look silly dancing in the street, you know?
Right.
The theater version started the same way. Well, in the sense that they don't start dancing right off the bat. They build up to it. And again, that building up allows it to, quote unquote, explode into the way they feel about their turf and the way they own the street and how the street feels to them. And the neighborhood feels to them. It's theirs.
Now, you actually shot the movie version of West Side Story on the streets of New York, yes?
Right. 68th and Amsterdam was one of the locations. That's where Lincoln Center now stands. And the other location was a playground, which is still there, 110th Street and 2nd Avenue. Those were the two locations.
Let's talk about the rumble scene. And this is the scene where the two gangs rumble in a schoolyard, and it's like part dance and part a choreographed fight.
Right,
but there's more
right.
dance in it than your average choreographed fight in an action
yes.
film.
Mm-hmm.
So everything in it is really quite stylized. Can you talk a little bit about the choreography of it and learning it and what it's like to stab and to be stabbed in this in this choreographed kind of way?
Yeah, you know. What I'd like to go back to in answering your question was doing the theater version of the rumble, because of course we had to do it 8 times a week. I would say it was staged rather than choreographed, because there are no dance moves per se really in the rumble. There are moves that make sense for a knife fight. And I remember, you don't really notice this particular move, which I thought was such a wonderful move. You don't notice it as well, I think, in the film, as I remember the way it felt, at least in the stage version. And I, as Riff, had to do this to Bernardo in the stage version. It's hard to describe, but I run toward him. I sort of invert myself, and so I get a scissor kind of grip with my legs around his legs, and I bring him down to his knees, and then bring up the knife like I'm going to stab him, and then somebody pulls me off. But these were kind of gymnastic things, if you like, although I'm not a gymnast at all. But again, I think the difference in the rumble is it's staged, but I would not say it's choreographed, because there are not dance moves in it.
Did the actors playing the members of the rival gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, mingle on the set, or were you advised to keep separately, as if you really were Jets and Sharks?
It wasn't the same as the theater version. Now, I think in the theater version, although, again, I was not there for the creation of it, Jerry Robbins made it clear on the first day of rehearsal that he wanted the Sharks to stay over there, the Jets to stay over there, not have lunch together, not socialize with each other. He encouraged that what he really needed was to create the tension and the danger that is vital to the piece. So that was very much there, even for us when we were recreating the piece for the London production. When it came time to the movie, he absolutely wanted that same tension and danger, but he eased up on that particular aspect, but it was still there.
Was it helpful in the London cast to keep the Jets and Sharks separate? Was that helpful to you?
It was. And I think one of the reasons it was, I have seen productions of West Side Story, not many, in the theater, where the danger is not there. And I think Jerry's means of getting that danger there, that is by keeping us separate, definitely did help. I had never acted in my life. I'd been a chorus dancer. I mean, I wanted to be an actor. I just didn't know how to get there. So it was helpful. And it also, it made us go further in our own imaginations as to how to keep that feeling alive on the stage. And being younger people, I think Jerry, this was like cutting to the chase. You know, he knew how to make it happen.
Now, I've read that some of the actors who tested for parts in the film adaptation of West Side Story include Tony Perkins, Warren Beatty, Bobby Darin, Burt Reynolds, Richard Chamberlain, and Troy Donahue.
And Robert Redford.
And Robert Redford, really,
yeah,
for which part?
I heard that. I don't know, but I know I've heard that. I don't know if I heard it from Bob Wise, but I think so.
Did you know that all those other people had tested?
Had no idea at all, no. And again, going back to this thing when we were doing it in the theater, never dreaming you'd get, it just never entered our minds that we'd ever be part of this. It was a tremendous thrill and surprise because we were getting news from Los Angeles about, you know, big stars testing, or not testing, but being considered. I think two of the names that I remember hearing, I think I'm correct, one was Elizabeth Taylor and one was Elvis Presley. I don't know if those were in fact real considerations or not. It was just part of the bits of things in newspapers that would be put on the bulletin board for us to see at the stage door.
Now, you won an Academy Award for your performance as Bernardo. How did it change your career to get the Academy Award?
Well, before that, I didn't have a career. I mean, I was doing well enough, I suppose, really. But what it did was it opened doors for the remainder, and it still does, oddly enough, it still does. But it changed everything for me, certainly.
Were you typecast as Puerto Rican after West Side Story, even though you're not Puerto Rican?
Yes, I was. You know, the two things, the only time I ever worked in Los Angeles on anything was West Side Story. Every other film I made, anything else that I did was always somewhere else. It was in England, it was in France, it was in Italy, Australia. I never got to work in the States again. But, you know, there were the guest appearances on, you know, things like Murder, She Wrote that many of us did. And the ones that always came up for me, and I chose not to do them, I would always be offered the part of someone who was Latin, or someone who was a choreographer. So they couldn't get away from the Puerto Rican dancing thing, you know, for me. So I was typecast, but thank God there were other places to go.
George Chakiris won an Oscar for his performance as Bernardo in the film West Side Story. This is Fresh Air.